And I always baked our own bread. My land, I baked my own bread until, I started buying bread, I expect about 19, maybe 20. And before that, I baked all of my own bread. Now at home, we didn't eat very much light bread. Dad was from North Carolina, and he didn't like light bread. And our bread was mostly hot biscuits and cornbread. And Dad liked cornbread, and Mother did too. But after I was married, we'd buy flour and pick bags. And that was what we made our dish towels out of. And I've seen a lot of people make tablecloths out of them. Just a lot of them. Crochet between the sacks, you know, so there'd be a little lace down through them. I almost thought this was too much trouble for a flour sack.
Yeah, that's true. That's a pretty big investment.
That's right. But there's been many and many a little girl when this country was first settled up that wore flour sack panties and petticoats. Yeah. Because I'll tell you, material was, it was a long way to go to find it.
When your dad put in the ram to get water up, did you have water in the house then?
No, we never did have water in the house. And after we left the old place, the folks moved away, they found water just 10 feet down there, and right in the corner of the porch.
Oh my god.
Just 10 feet, took one of those hand augers that shit there. Uh-huh. And 10 feet down, they just struck off. You couldn't pump it dry to save your life. And they're all used, well, we came in 93, and Mother and Dad left in 1914. They left and moved to New Mexico. They lived there all those years and carried water, or else the ram brought it up there. When we could have had water by going down 10 feet.
Well, they say what you don't know won't hurt.
No,
I sometimes wonder if that's true.
That gave a person something to do, all right.
Now that you're in town and have water here, what do you call those things over the sink where you can turn on the water?
Faucets.
And how about the ones outside in the yard?
In those days, you mean?
No, now.
Oh, now. Well, that's what they call them, water
faucets.
Uh-huh.
I asked the question over in the eastern part of the state, it's a faucet in the house and a hydrant out in the yard.
For pity's sake. Well, now, that may be what it is, but I always just cause it.
I thought faucet
was a faucet.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's interesting to me.
Well.
you mentioned the barrel. What held the staves in place?
Bands, iron bands around them.
They call those anything special?
Not that I remember.
Hooks or hoops?
Hoops, yes, that's what they were. Uh-huh. Iron hoops, a barrel hoop.
Uh-huh.
I know I've rolled them down the road many a time. The hoop. But now, the salt barrels, as I remember, they were, they'd be some hoops and then some wire around them. Wire fastened around them some way in the salt. I remember one time we went after plums. And when we went after plums, we went to get plums. And Mother took this salt barrel. And we had an old mare that was the bulkiest old creature that ever walked on two four legs. And we come to this little sandy place. Now, with an empty wagon, she just go along fine. But you let a little pool or something like that, an old Nelly balked. Old Nelly balked that time. And a cousin of mine was with Mother. He was driving. And he whipped on her land, did everything on earth to get her to go, and she would. And he noticed that he'd scanned a little place on her. He wanted to build a fire under her. And to Mother or Dad, the worst crime you could commit was to build a fire out anywhere. Now, that is...